Hey guys, Mike Tozzoni here. Welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 52. So today, still having a bit of a health issues, unfortunately, but luckily I didn't really have to go anywhere, didn't have to do much. Mainly thing I'm worried about is that tomorrow I have to fly to London. That's going to be an 8 to 10 hour flight, and hopefully my health issues are not going to be too much of a problem. And after that, I get to London on Tuesday. Tuesday, I recover from jet lag. But then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's all work, work, work. I will be working with my coach, JT Fox, which I am really, really looking forward to. I'm also really looking forward to seeing him as well. Because, he's just an awesome guy. But until then, today, mainly what I spent, and actually what one of my hobbies and things I really love doing is designing stuff in 3D, which right now, there are a couple of skills that I think everybody should learn. Obviously, I might be biased, but I would prefer if everybody knew finance and economics, because economics is what runs the world, and finance, money, is the most important thing we have. Everybody. Generally, unfortunately, the norm is that you don't talk about money, or you don't discuss money at the table. Money is just not a subject that anybody talks about, but money is the most important thing that everybody has to deal with, because that's what everybody earns, that's what everybody spends, that's what everybody invests, and money is something you pretty much need in order to survive and have a good life. But the other things that I think everybody should know, at least the basics, is software development, or at the very least, logic of computer programming. All computer software languages, they generally, they differ a little bit in structure and how you phrase things, but computer programming logic is pretty straightforward. So if you learn that, you should be able to pick up a language fairly easily from just looking up some guides online. But as long as you understand the code, you'll know how to write it, or at least how to understand it. The reason for that, I think that this is important in part, is because if you know that logic, then you'll understand logic of other things too. Like, you'll be better at figuring out if an argument is logical. You'll be able to solve problems that you might run into in a more logical way. But also, everything is moving to computers, everything is moving to programming, and I would not be surprised if at some point, even if it's not a complex program, but at some point in your life you might come across a gadget and you need to have it do something, and you can either pay somebody to do it for you, or I guess for simpler stuff, it would be kind of, get a kid to do it for you, or read the instruction manual. Or if you actually know how to do it, you can actually program this thing yourself, or at least figure out and troubleshoot if something's not working right. And the other skill that I think people should know is CAD design, 3D design. There's a lot of really simple software out there. The learning curve is not too steep. Essentially, for most of them, you start out with a flat space. You drag and draw a square or rectangle, and then you pull out the square. Now you have a box, and then you cut pieces out of it to make a shape. So the actual designing of it is not that difficult to learn. It's just something that, again, it forces you to think in spatial three dimensions. It makes you be a little bit more aware of how things are structured and set up. But the reason that that, I think, is a useful skill is because manufacturing is moving more and more into the house. I'm sure you've all heard about 3D printers. They're not really didn't really become the revolution, at least on the consumer side, as much as everybody was hoping for. Big businesses are still using them quite a lot, especially for prototyping, also for some new designs and some construction that is impossible to make with the old style. Imagine every shape of something that you have in your house is actually created through a mold. So somebody has to create an inverse object of whatever they're supposed to mold. Then that gets injected with metal or plastic, and then the mold is either taken apart or in some cases has to be broken apart and a new one has to be made. And what we're going more and more towards to is instead of having to use these expensive molds, which take a very long time to build and a lot of money to create, we just build things from scratch just by putting metal or plastic into specific positions, and we have the object just come right out. Now, with regards to actual consumer use, it's not really picked up yet, but it is a fairly useful tool, especially if you like to tinker or hobby with stuff. Used to be that 3D printers were extremely expensive. Nowadays, they are fairly cheap. You can get one for about $200. For a really, really good one, you can get one for about $600 or $700. Most of the best ones are actually open source community developed ones. So neat thing about a 3D printer is that you can use a 3D printer to print most of the parts to put together a 3D printer. So a lot of the community-based ones, all the part designs that are in 3D are available online, and people actually tweak the parts, improve them, add more to them, and then just print the parts themselves and share them with others. So these printers kind of evolve organically in a way, kind of like how open source software does, where people contribute to code and different people add features and fix bugs, and as a result, everybody else benefits. So now in the same way that we have open source code, we have open source hardware where people are designing all kinds of gadgets to kind of help each other out. And then other people take those gadgets, tweak them, fix them, or add more things to them. With regards to what I've done in the past was my 3D printer. For one, yeah, I've printed pieces for my printer to upgrade it. I've also used my 3D printer and a couple of just pipes and electronics I picked up from Home Depot and online to 3D print what's called a CNC machine. It's a computer-aided control router, which I can load up a 2D image, a graphic image onto the computer that controls it, and then this machine will use a router to go around and cut out all the shapes and holes and everything else that I need. So typically what I use that for is cut out plates or pieces that I would actually use to mount screws together with to build bigger machines. So one of the first projects that I actually used that for was I used a combination of a 3D printer and a CNC machine to build what's called a farm bot. Imagine it's a gigantic size 3D printer type device, but instead of spraying out plastic to make prints, it sprays water or sprays seeds. It sits on top of a big garden out in my backyard, and it automatically plants seeds for new plants and waters them only in specific spots where I actually have those plants so that the rest of the dirt is dry and weeds don't grow. Besides that, there are projects like open source beehives, open source furniture, so you can actually once you 3D print and put together a CNC machine, you can download and CNC yourself a chair or a table based on designs that are available online or that you can build yourself. With regards to learning how to do 3D software yourself, as I mentioned, there are a lot of really basic apps out there, including some free ones like SketchUp, which used to be made by Google, is a pretty easy-to-use one. But with those, once in a while you come up with something that you might need, like you might need a shimmy for something. Since we travel a lot, I needed a self-watering pot, so we printed some of those. And right now, since I'm working on my plane, I was able to download for most of them and actually had to make for some of the other ones all the electronic parts that go into the nose of the plane. This is like, if you look at the front of in front of your cockpit, you see all the electronics, but all the radios and servos and all the other stuff, that's all in the background. But when you're building a plane, you kind of have to know where it's supposed to go. So instead of actually using real electronics to position and shape things, I created exact replicas of all these parts with all the screw holes and everything else exactly where it would be on the real part. And then when I'm going to be putting together the plane later in July, I'm going to actually attach these plastic pieces in place where the real ones are supposed to go. And then once everything is already built up and designed and planned out, I can take them out and swap them in for real pieces. And the benefit is that, for one, I don't have to put my expensive hardware at risk. These plastic pieces cost me like a couple of cents, maybe at most a dollar worth of plastic. For most of them, it was probably a quarter or less. And, excuse me, the other benefit, of course, is I can print various fasteners and mounting brackets and other things to actually put things together. And the great thing is if it does not fit, I can just quickly adjust it and print a new one. It takes me about 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the size, to print something. And if it doesn't fit, I can always adjust it until it does. So with regards to mounting all the hardware on my panel, normally the way that's done is you get a flat sheet of fiberglass and epoxy, basically a thin, flat, really strong sheet. And for each of the instruments and panel-mounted pieces, you get a piece of paper, which you're supposed to kind of lay on this fiberglass sheet, trace it out, kind of mark where you need to cut, and then just kind of cut it by hand with a saw. Instead, what I was able to do is take those sheets that are already available and are drawn exactly to scale, import them into 3D CAD software, and actually align them exactly where I want them, offsetting by down to one one-thousandth of an inch, or I guess one one-thousandth of a centimeter, to align them exactly how I want them to be. Because I also have the full-size instruments available, also in 3D. I can actually put them together, make sure they look right, they match up, they don't bump into each other. And then once that's done, I can get I can load it into my CNC machine. Then first I will use a cheap piece of flat, like wood panel or some other really cheap material, and do a trial run. It'll cut out all the holes for all the screws exactly where they need to be. It'll cut out all the holes for all the things that's supposed to go through them exactly where they're supposed to be. Then I'll use that test to see whether everything fits perfectly. If it doesn't, I just go and change stuff on my computer very quickly to fix it up a little bit. And once it's all perfect, then I put in the actual real panel there. It cuts it out, and I'll have as a factory produced, professionally cut and designed CNC panel, which is a lot more precise than I would have been able to do, or probably anybody would have been able to do by hand. It's also saves me on mistakes, because I can actually test this cut before I actually do the real cut, and it's a lot faster to do it this way than to do it by hand, because all the planning, instead of kind of guessing where things are supposed to go and tracing them and stuff, it's all already available online, where in order for me to place where I need it to go, all I have to do is drag and drop and use a little ruler tool to tell me that this piece is supposed to be that far away from that piece, and that's it. So yeah, generally I think this task, doing it myself, that was kind of a weekend hobby project, ended up saving me probably about $15,000 in what would have been a professional panel mounting, cutting, and setup service. Because not a lot of people know how to do this, but it's really not that hard if you just have a machine do it for you. And in general, the whole 3D printing thing, it's not something I used often, and it's not something that a lot of people have, but it is a pretty useful tool once you actually get to use it. Because there are a lot of shapes in the world. We're surrounded by all kinds of shapes. And sometimes it's very, very convenient to be able to fix something or to create something to make up your own shape that you that nobody else has created beforehand. So, and in the future, again, this isn't just for convenience wise in the future or even right now already. We are moving more and more away from manual labor kind of tasks and more towards intellectual design kind of tasks. What that means is that we will be focusing more on writing software, on designing physical hardware to use, and more of a combined with that, I guess, with an, the right brain arts kind of a site. So more of an entertainment and, I guess, entertainment, gaming, music, that kind of things. So with all the most of the manual work eventually is going to transition over to being done by these machines. Because, I mean, we're getting really, really close to the point where you can use a 3D printer to print a robot, and then the robot will do other things to build things for you. So you can start with a 3D printer and kind of expand from there, which is kind of what I did, where I used a 3D printer to print a CNC machine and then both of them to print me a, basically a gardener. So just knowing those skills will keep you prepared for future, I guess, if you still need to work, future employment opportunities. It'll definitely round you out with regards to your skills. And it'll also help exercise your brain and make you think in a more precise manner, I guess. Well, anyway, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow I have, I'll be flying out in the evening, so tomorrow morning is just going to be packing and catching up on some last-minute business stuff before I have to leave for the rest of the week. Really unfortunate timing for this because of the issue I talked about yesterday with regards to mobile homes. Or they're supposed to be arriving either this week or next. Hopefully my business partner will be able to handle them. But again, this is, well, I'm really looking forward to seeing JT, and this is definitely an important, very important meeting for me to go to. And despite it being London, I don't actually expect to actually see much of London while I'm there. I've seen London before. I do want to see it again, but generally when I go to work with JT, he really works it to the bone. Like, get up really early, get there by 8. If you're lucky, get there by 9, and the work pretty much goes on till like 6, 7, or 8. Sometimes, last time I was at his place, we stayed up with a coach until like 2 in the morning. So, but again, it's stuff I really enjoy, and it's definitely important for me to keep moving forward. So yeah, for now I'm gonna head to bed because it is getting late again, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.